Mystic Michaela, spiritual family. Welcome to Know Your Aura with Mystic Michaela. Today we are talking about the paranormal. Why are we so fascinated with it? Why does it make so much interest in us? And we're going to be talking about four celebrities who have crazy paranormal stories, but we're going to pick them apart. Are they sound bites or are they credible stories? But first, hey, Scotty.
Hey, guys. All right, before we get into that,
yeah,
you know, everybody knows.
Everyone knows.
Everyone knows that I've always wanted to be a paranormal investigator.
I feel like this is new.
No.
I think this is since the Ed and Lorraine Warren episode.
This is like... So you're saying this is like a year or two old?
Yeah.
No, this is like since I was my early teens.
Really?
No. But really, I really am fascinated by it, and I really kind of do want to be like the Ed and Lorraine Warren.
But we did that episode, they were a little suspicious.
Yeah, I don't want to be like
they're
him.
A little suspect.
Well, I mean,
he was a little
Look, I'm going to tell you a little secret. And I've never told anyone this.
I'd rather you not. They had like an underage girl living in the house.
No, it's nothing to do with that. I wasn't going to go Duggar on you. I was not going Duggar. You thought I was going to go Duggar? That was my secret? And I was going to air that?
I'm joking.
There's a guy coming with cuffs. I don't want to be cuffed away, handcuffed away. All right. So, no. It is that, you know, every morning.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Tell me your every morning dreams.
Yes. Every morning I have a dream. You know, I wake up around 7:30.
Yes.
Get my eight hours sleep in. I go and I check my email, and there it is. It's an email that, well, the first word is free.
Right. Free.
Yeah. The first word is
free. And coupons.
Right. Yeah, free with coupon. And it says, we need you. You know, meaning me.
Yes.
And you, of course. You're coming too.
Yeah,
the two of us. We need you to investigate our home or our store or somewhere. And it's also in a cool location, by the way, too. Mm-hmm. Our hotel, whatever. And they basically want us to come, get it all taped, you know, film it, everything. And, you know, you do your whole psychic take on it. I do my whole skeptic take on it.
Yeah.
And again, it's all free. So they send us out there, meals comped and everything.
So you want to be a paranormal investigator, and people pay you to do that.
Yeah, and they give me room and board. And
we've talked about this though, because like back to the Ed and Lorraine, I hate to keep making the comparison,
right.
But we decided that a couple things rang a little true with Ed and Lorraine Warren and us in that we aren't great scientists. Like, we're not great at writing things down. We don't have the equipment. We don't understand how to work all those things. And the big things with all the cases that they did were that they did not do proper documentation of the things they said that were happening. And I can totally see us doing
that. Well, no, that's what we're going to do. It's not going to be properly documented. We don't need to do that.
We need to take a green and a yellow with us.
No, it's going to be based on...
I'm going to throw a green and a yellow in the car.
All right.
Throw in a green.
Well,
and throw in a
yellow. We do need the sacrifices that in case things are real.
For research, not for sacrifices.
Oh, I thought you meant for sacrifices so that the ghosts or demons or whatever get them instead of us. But, all right. But in all seriousness, yeah, you know, I do it. No. You know, sometimes I do wait for that email. But, all right. Why do you think...
Okay.
I'm making a segue. Okay.
Thanks for sharing your dream. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I never shared that with anyone. You know, it's kind of sad because I've been waking up since like 13 waiting for that email.
It's like the first time I've heard of this. But okay.
Okay.
Right. I believe you.
It's a half truth. It's like...
Someone to do that, you'd be like, well, when? Well, how?
Well, I have it on my...
You need total control.
I put it on my vision board. I just made a vision board yesterday.
You got to let go of a lot of control.
Yeah. Yes, true. And I want it to be in a cool place, too. I want
that's what I mean. You're already controlling it.
Yeah. I need it to be in either North Dakota,
yeah, what if it's just,
Kansas.
Like, down the street? You'd be like, meh.
No, I want it to be, like, a cool place,
that's
too.
What I mean. Yeah. So, like, you're...
Because I have three states I have to get to. Kansas,
yeah.
North Dakota, and Hawaii.
Yes.
So, if it's in any one of the... Well, Hawaii would be a pain. But if it's in Kansas...
Look at this. See what I mean?
Maybe even Oklahoma. Or if it's in surrounding states.
Okay.
I could do it, too. All right. But anyway... So my question is, moving on. As everyone just left. We now have four listeners left.
It was 4 minutes. Let's keep going.
That's how long it took.
Yes.
Why are people so fascinated by this? why are we, you know, I am really fascinated. By the way, I am really fascinated by this.
Right.
I am skeptical. But why am I so fascinated by it? You know, I looked up some polls.
Yes.
And it said about 4 out of 10 Americans, or 3 out of 10, something around there, believe in spirits and ghosts and goblins and all that stuff.
Yeah, I bet like 4 out of 10 Americans believe in a lot of weird stuff, though.
Well, that's true, too.
But I'm part of them. I'm one, and I bet a lot of people listening.
Yeah, most, I would say.
Fit that category.
Yeah, I would say all our listeners are probably in that category.
Yeah.
And I'm on the fence on that category.
So I don't think you'd ever jump into it.
Like, of course, I've had moments.
You're like a case-by-case person.
Hey, there's places I won't go. Like, I'm not going to the Riddle House ever again. I believe that's haunted.
Right, that's
but
true.
Anyway, but. So why are we so fascinated by it, do you think?
I mean, there, apart from the whole life after death and our questions about eternal life and just the entertainment factor, apart from that, I feel like the paranormal is a fringe. It's a fringe group. And I feel like a lot of us feel on the fringe ourselves. So there's a camaraderie between the paranormal and us. And I feel like that's something that I've mentioned before. And I think that we sympathize with the stories that aren't told or voices from the other side that are trying to make contact because we ourselves feel that it mirrors a longing in ourself. So I feel that brings us to that. It's very symbolic and metaphorical of our own isolation that we feel sometimes and our own misunderstanding in life. Also, many of us feel like, and I mean, I do too, there's more to it that, and I've always felt this way. I feel like a lot of us can relate that this life is a mirage. I felt this since I was little. It's like, come on, when are we gonna tell the truth? And when you hear these stories about paranormal happenings or aliens or anything like that, you oh my gosh, finally, truth. Because what feels to me sometimes like the biggest lie is you must go work at your corporate job and get your 4-year degree and go pay this bill. And that feels like a lie to me. Like that feels like the illusion. And sometimes hearing about these other things, it's like, no, wait a second, that's real. Hang on, let me dive into that. And so I feel like that fascinates us too, because we feel like we're finally being told the truth.
Okay.
Which is hysterical because it's about, you know, the Mothman or something. That's more real than this corporate. That has to be more real than how we're supposed to be living.
Okay. And I guess at the end of the day, if you take just – and now I'm going to get all freaked out here. But in terms of the amount of time we spend on this plane versus possibly other planes,
yes,
this is a very small percent. And if we're busy, you know, filing taxes and doing – you know, which you have to do, of course. But, you know, things that you have to do in this world.
The 3D world.
The 3D world, like the desk job or whatever. And, you know, maybe the mundane activities of this world, yeah, that takes us away from trying to figure out if any, you know, the other.
Yeah, the other keep world. Us busy, man.
It just keeps us busy.
Yeah, well, that's the point.
You know,
keep us busy, most keep of our us day, distracted.
We're just
spent,
right.
Keep us angry.
That's, yeah.
And then we're not asking these questions.
And then we're not asking these questions.
Because we're more productive when we're scared, and we're more productive when we're busy doing because those things.
In essence, right. We probably spent, well, we maybe, because we do the podcast and your line of work, we maybe spent more time than the average individual on that other thing.
Yeah.
But the average individual probably spends very small percentage of their day thinking about that.
Yes.
They're thinking about, you know, other things.
Sure. Just,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Many people are surviving too.
Right.
So if you're in survival mode, you're just surviving. So a lot of people are surviving, and a lot of people are busy or they're climbing, they're distracted or they're in the middle of something or their life's chaotic or whatnot, that too. And it's harder to pay attention to these things when those things are going on, for sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, that makes sense. What about another one, just my more simple theory, the rush of it all? Mm-hmm. Like, so...
You're like, what about...
But it's more simple. You have this real deep one.
It's fun to go to a haunted house.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, right. It's fun to go on a ghost tour. It's fun to go... to a haunted house and I've been, and this is true. I actually have been thinking about when we went with Ghost St. Augustine.
Oh, that was fun.
Or is it Ghost Augustine? I forgot the exact.
No! Ghost Augustine.
Ghost Augustine on the tour with a lot of the members of the Mystic Michaela Spiritual Family.
That was so much fun for the Mystic Michaela Spiritual Halloween episode. Mystic Michaela's Halloween episode this year. Yeah.
Yeah. But Troy, the manager, told me about this house that he can take me to.
I know.
That we can go in there and, you know, play with all the gadgets and everything. Mm. And I really do think about a lot. Like, I want to do that.
Yeah, you know, they only take small groups.
Only small groups.
And some people won't go in it. Some people in the company won't go walk in there.
Right. And I think it's like a group of four or five. So I've been, like, thinking about that. But so maybe is it something was it endorphins, is it called? Like, you're going on a ghost hunt. You're, like, all in that, you know, nervous energy. Mm-hmm. You're in the dark. You know, you're playing with, like, lights and, you know, whatever, you know, instruments and things like that. And, you know, you're waiting for something to happen. You're mm-hmm. on edge a little bit. And for the most part, it is a safe environment.
Yeah.
Okay, I know you can make the case, no, I'm never going to go in the real house because that guy was choking me.
Right.
But for the most part, you're going to be okay. You know, you're going to come out fine.
It's like a group event. It's fine.
Yeah, and even if you went, let's say, alone or with a couple people, I don't. There's not much danger to it other than possible some sort of.
And if you're a skeptic, paranormal. There's no danger.
And if there's a skeptic, there's no danger. Right. I mean, you might trip and fall and hurt yourself.
Okay.
Over something, but you know, so for a guy like me who's not taking huge risks like going in, you know, submarines 14,000 feet under the ocean because I'm never doing that. You know, this might be something that would give me a risk, you know, like or an endorphin rush.
Okay.
What do you think?
Sure. There you go.
That's okay. that's your insight to my theory?
You just explained it.
Okay.
It's like kind of like a coward's rush. Is that what you're saying?
For wimpy guys like me.
A cowardly rush.
Yeah, for wimpy reds like me.
Like, I don't bungee jump. I go on haunted
house
tours. That's
right. I don't skydive.
I love like
this. I look for ghosts.
A lot of the haunted house tours are funny, though, because you go on them and you're at like a haunt. Like, even on the St. Augustine ghost tour, right? We're, hey, everybody. And we're all like standing on the street. And our tour guide's like, this is where it's haunted by the ghosts of limbless patients from some war or something. And then there's people just like eating spaghetti at a restaurant, like just watching us like, what are they doing? Like, they're not, like, it's not like a lot of times these places are occupied and they're fine and nobody's in there. But then when you go alone or you go with a group or the lighting's right, it's like, ooh, it's scary. You know what I mean? So I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
I guess
I think people to... Here's my other thought with that. I think you learn a lot on these tours, and you learn it in a context that you're going to pay more attention to because it has the ghost angle on it versus that if it's just a straight up historical tour.
Okay.
That's my other thought too. But I think it's fun. It's like a fun way to connect or hear stories. Yeah. There you go, Scott.
All right. Thanks for appeasing me. But all right, let's do an ad. Then we come back. We'll do a couple of these celebrities.
Hey, Scotty, we are talking about Wild Grain.
Okay. Well, you know what? Since this episode is about the paranormal, mm-hmm. if I was a ghost, I would only haunt houses that had Wild Grain.
Yeah.
Yes. Because like, I could probably still smell it, and I would try to eat it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's how much you love it.
That's how much I love
it. You'd come from the afterlife to still grab it.
Right. If your home does not have Wild Grain, like the box doesn't come, I am not going to haunt your house. That's okay.
And you're assuming they want you to, so they better get the Wild Grain.
Of course they do.
Wild Grain is the first ever bake from frozen subscription box for sourdough breads, fresh pasta, and artisanal pastries. Unlike typical supermarket bread, Wild Grain uses a slow fermentation process that's easier on your belly, lower in sugar, and rich in nutrients and antioxidants. Every item bakes from frozen in 25 minutes or less. It's true. You'll never run the risk of getting bored with Wild Grain. They're constantly adding new seasonal and limited time special items to try. Plus, for every new member, Wild Grain donates 6 meals to the Greater Boston Food Bank so you can eat good and do good all at the same time. All you have to do is sign up at wildgrain.com/KYA and choose which type of box you want to receive and how often. It's easy to reschedule, skip, or cancel. Plus, for a limited time, you can get $30 off the first box plus free croissants in every box. When you go to wildgrain.com/KYA to start your subscription, you heard me. Free croissants in every box and $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/KYA. That's wildgrain.com/KYA, or you can use promo code KYA at checkout. Hey, Scotty.
Hey, guys.
All right, let's get into it. We have some celebrities here that have given us amazing stories, paranormal stories, and we want to pick them apart. Are these sound bites to sell their movies, or are these actual paranormal encounters that happened? What do you got for us?
All right. So let's just get right into it.
Okay.
All right. So the first pick is a fan, is a favorite of KYA. That is Keanu Reeves.
Almost
anything he does, it is gold. Anything he does turns to gold,
it's
right?
True.
He is loved by 99% of the KYA family.
We just love him.
Right. All right. So here, so it's going to be hard for me to knock this one down.
Okay.
All right. So this was on an appearance.
But you still will do it.
But I will try. But, you know, like, here's the thing. I have a little bias here because it's Keanu and I like Keanu.
Yeah.
So I believe him a little bit more than a couple of these other ones we're going to do.
Yeah.
So actually, of the four, just without knowing anything, I believe him the most.
Okay.
Which is not fair. But all right.
You're biased.
I'm biased. Yeah, I'm biased. Bad source. All right. So during an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Okay, right off the bat there. Is that me?
You're like, no.
No. Jimmy, that guy is such a blowhard. All right. In 2014.
This will be littered with your own opinions about people.
Exactly. Listen, Jimmy Kimmel. I mean, does anyone like Jimmy Kimmel? I mean, come on. All right. In 2014, Keanu Reeves and him gave an interview. We're a little punchy today, I think. All right. And this is what Keanu said on the interview. Yeah, when I was a kid, the actor replied before delving into his spooky tale. Okay, so now here's the background. Keanu had just flown from New York to Australia with his nanny, and one night when only he and his nanny, Renata, were awake, they saw something or someone float into the room. All right, so here's my first question on that.
Yeah.
He just took a flight.
All right, well, tell the story. Okay. Tell the story.
I'm probably 6 or 7 years old. We'd come from Australia. Our nanny in the bedroom. My sister is asleep. She's sitting over there. I'm hanging out. There was a doorway. Hold on one sec. Okay, there was a doorway, and all of a sudden, this jacket comes waving through the doorway. This empty jacket, there's no body, there's no legs, it's just there, and it disappears.
Weird.
So it's a jacket, designer, of course, that comes through the doorway with no body.
Okay.
Okay, so that's the story that Keanu tells on Jimmy Kimmel. Okay, so here, I mean.
Well, did the nanny see it?
Yes, he's claiming that he saw it when he was little, younger, 6 or 7. And his nanny, does not give her age at the time, saw it as well.
Okay.
They were the two people.
So the nanny saw it too.
Yeah, and the sister was asleep.
All right.
I mean, they just flew from New York to Australia.
That's a long flight.
That's a long flight. That's a 20-hour flight, nonstop. But I don't think they had the nonstop back then.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you're going to get wonky. You know, if I one day decide to go to Australia.
Yeah.
For maybe if I get a free trip.
To investigate something.
To investigate something. Right. I'll go. I'm going to be seeing jackets flying, too. I mean.
So you're saying it's jet lag.
I'm saying it's jet lag.
He's
I'm
a kid. He's
yeah,
jet
he's,
lag.
He's a kid. He's tired.
Right. New apartment. What did he say? Was it new or something?
Yeah. I didn't catch that. I didn't, okay. And it just said the bedroom.
Okay.
Yeah. So a floating jacket. I mean, 20-hour flight from, you know, and at that time there's probably I don't think there actually is a flight. Nonstop. Mm-hmm. So there's probably layovers. You're doing this.
Sure.
You're that. You're tired.
But the nanny saw it too.
Yeah, but she was on the flight too, I think, right? Or no?
Yeah, she was.
Yeah. So
okay.
What do you think? I don't know. If it wasn't Keanu. Okay. If it wasn't Keanu, I throw this one right out the window.
Okay. This is what I think.
What do you think?
All right. Keanu, and this is about to be crazy psychic lady, Mystic Mikhail. So
okay.
Just everyone, if you have skeptics in the room, cover their ears. Here I go. Keanu is a starseed. What does that mean? And I'm not a starseed specialist. I think there are those now or something.
Is that like a new profession?
I think so.
Okay. New profession. Starseed specialist.
I can tell. Everybody has auras, and sometimes your aura is different, and it feels to me like you're a starseed, which would be like this is not your first lifetime as this is your first lifetime or so as a human. Feel like we all have starseed abilities, meaning our energy may have then gone into non-human entities at some point, but starseeds, the way that I see them, they're newbies. They're newbies to the human thing. And he's Crystal. And I do feel like there's different kinds of energy from different realms. And when I see a Crystal one, they feel very high energy, high vibrational, benevolent. For the most part, you know, we're still humans. So we can still make our choices. But that's what I get from him. Like, really benevolent, sweet, crystal. He's got a little green in there, I think, just to kind of blend in with the rest of us. Just gentle and chill and unassuming and everything that we already know about Keanu. That's why he's so well received. He also has this thing, because I'll see this with starseeds, is they have really weird downloads. So, and I haven't been able to read a ton of starseeds, but in the ones I have, this seems to happen. Their downloads happen abruptly and oddly, and they get messages not just from spirit guides like the rest of us do, but from energy that feels alien to me. This is why you... All right. If everybody saw Scott's face right now, then I feel like his story's weird. This isn't a normal, if you could say a normal paranormal story, that's not it. Like a jacket coming out.
Right, right. A jacket flying, right?
Or, but like it kind of was just hung out there and was there or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was just there. I feel like with him, it's a, I feel like it was aliens talking to him. Okay. And I feel like he had a download at that time.
So how would, and then the nanny just was in, just happened to be in the same space?
Yeah, yeah. I feel like they're probably trying to make contact with him or something.
Okay.
And that's what, and he wasn't scared or anything. He just thought that was interesting. So it didn't freak him out. It probably resonated with him. And there you go. That's what I think. I think it was some sort of extraterrestrial encounter that he had in that moment.
So that's
it doesn't even feel like ghosts to me.
So it wasn't ghost.
That, I mean, that's what I get. I know that's out there. We started with an out there
so,
one.
So based on his aura, you believe him to be telling the truth on this.
Yeah, but it doesn't feel like normal paranormal stuff. It feels like extraterrestrial paranormal stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
So more paranormal than the paranormal.
Like a download thing. Like he definitely was destined to be famous, and maybe they even set him up for this in a lot of different ways just so he could be like a platform or whatever.
I mean, that could be true because, I mean, there are some movies. I mean, I saw Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, and that was not good.
His acting, always doing the,
He's had some doozies. His acting skills are not the greatest.
It's to me that, and this is, I know I'm going to sound, I know I sound crazy and like a nerd too, but the fact that he's in movies like The Matrix, that is a conscious shifting movie. Like that movie shifted consciousness.
Yes. And he was incredible in that.
Yeah. And the movie shifted how we think about things and see things.
Right.
And I feel like there's messages in there like, hey, this is an illusion. Look around, you know, like that. And so I...
Well, that's probably why he signed up to do that.
Yeah, it's a cool movie, and,
cool movie.
And he
Except
signed
for the
up.
The last one.
Yeah,
the,
I know. We talked about that.
The reboot, yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyways, I feel like it's an alien encounter. There you go.
Okay.
Even
so you're saying alien encounter. I mean...
I believe
the jacket flying across the room. I don't know, but I mean, but then I've seen a statue fly across a table,
right?
And if I told that, you know, one day I'll be on Jimmy Kimmel and I'll tell the story about
I've
how I saw that.
Yes, you saw a statue move. I've seen lots of things like that in my life.
I just said that one day I'll be on Jimmy Kimmel. You'd even blink an eye. So, okay.
Well, after you diss him,
yeah. Please have me. All right. So anyway, yeah. All right. So all right. This is all I'm going to say. I don't fully believe it, but coming from Keanu, and he was in one of my favorite movies, Point Break, and The Matrix.
Point Break.
And because he was in those movies, Point Break is one of the best movies of all time.
Wait, what's the line from that?
Viacom
Dios.
Bode. Okay. Here we go.
Don't watch it with children, but watch it.
Yeah. All right. The next one is Kristen Stewart, and this is an article saying... But I wasn't even sure who she was, but you gave me this one. I was like, all right.
She's from Twilight. She's Bella from Twilight.
Well, okay, so now I got the bias that this is not real. Because those movies were horrific.
Right.
All right. Kristen Stewart might have been visited by the ghost of Princess Diana.
Okay,
so she was playing. All right, so Kristen Stewart was filming an upcoming Princess Diana film called Spencer or... Okay. And basically, the actress admitted that during parts of the process, she felt that Princess Diana was there with her. She was quoted as saying, I felt some spooky spiritual feelings making this movie. Even if I was just fantasizing, I felt like there were moments where I kind of got the sign off.
Wow.
Stewart continues saying Diana felt so alive to her while making the movie. There were moments in her body and mind where she would forget about Diana's passing, and suddenly I would just have an image of what happened and remember who she left behind. I think she goes on to say that maybe two or three times a week, I would just fully break down about the fact that she had died. Mm. I could not come to terms with it because I was fighting to keep her alive every single day.
Wow.
So, this feels like a mediumship
thing. This is mediumship.
Okay, yeah. So.
And she feels a little skeptical of it herself.
Yes, she does.
And I feel like what happened here was she had these feelings during it, and the PR and everybody's like, oh, say that. Oh, mention that. Oh, when you go on this interview, make sure you say that. Oh, we've already told them that, so they're going to ask you about that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's like one of those things you tell the management people around you. Like, I don't know. I just feel her around. Oh, that's great. We're going to run with that. You know, so I think that that's why they were pressing her on it, too, by the way. So Kristen Stewart's has an interesting aura. I see tricolor on her. She's like indigo sometimes. Sometimes it's more blue. And she's green. And she is purple, too. She's different. She's a little awkward. She plays like that in a lot of her, I like her as an actress and yeah. I thought she was great in Twilight. She definitely becomes her roles. I feel she becomes her roles in a lot of different ways, but the way she's talking about connecting to Diana reminds me of like, well, that's how I feel when I connect in a mediumship reading. She doesn't want to call it that, which is fine. But what she's saying, I was feeling her emotionally. I'm wondering what she thinks about this. I'm like feeling that she has her sign off, her permission that she doesn't, she's like her grappling with the fact that she died. Like Diana did not want to die. Who would want to, like she was a mother with young children, you know, she didn't want to go. So that feeling's very raw and very real. And I felt that when I've channeled women who've passed, who've left their young kids behind, it's like, you're angry and you're upset and you're on the other side, like you're home, but that wouldn't erase the missing your children and everything. So the things that she's saying to me feels like those empathic mediumship connections. And it would make a lot of sense that Diana's connecting to somebody who's playing her, because Diana was, I think, really big on her messages to the public. Like, show me the way it was. Show me what was really going on. Show how I feel. Trying to direct her herself or give herself that narrative. So yeah, I feel like that definitely happened. And Kristen Stewart's not quick to be like, I'm a medium. And I, like, she's not saying that. She's can believe it or not.
But she seems to be into that.
She's open to it.
And the Twilight movies are all about paranormal too, right?
Yes.
Like vampires and werewolves.
She has a lot of interesting movies like that. If you kind of, she takes different roles. She's not scared to be weird or different or awkward in a lot of her roles.
Okay. So here's where my skepticism comes in on this one. So, and it's hard, again, this is hard for me to say. Just like with the piano, I saw something fly across the room too. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when I've, even myself, the biggest skeptic, when I've done some research and there's a red blue who's passed, you know, I'll start to feel them.
Yeah.
Like,
she was sweating profusely too.
Yeah, and that happens to me. Yeah. So now I'm like, oh, maybe she's telling the truth here. But what about these people that really get into these roles? Like, you know, like that Elvis guy who still thinks he's Elvis. He did that Elvis movie. He walked around for, like, I think 2 years after pretending to be Elvis. You know, he hasn't even given up. He's still pretending to be Elvis.
Yes. He gets called out for that.
Yeah. Is this something that – is that a possibility where these actors – and like you said, she seems like she is an incredible actor or actress and – she does seem very skilled and talented that way.
Yes.
So is it something that you get so immersed in the role that you start to take on that vibe and the energy? Or maybe that is what it is.
But I think that that is one way to connect with somebody who's crossed over. Do you remember Bradley Cooper? He was in the movie American Sniper about Chris Kyle. Chris Kyle was an American Sniper, and I didn't watch the movie because it was too intense for me.
I didn't see it either.
But Chris Kyle was actually killed by somebody. Anyways, Bradley Cooper said the same thing, that he was connecting with Chris Kyle's energy. Even Chris Kyle's wife said, that is 100% my husband.
Yeah.
That she felt Bradley Cooper was communicating with her husband during it. So, yeah, I think kind of what Kristen is saying is a way you can connect with people on the other side. If you have a platform, people on the other side that you don't know or whatever, will connect to you in an attempt to, because your energy is big enough that they're like, oh, this is something I can hit, or it's a vibration, or it's something that a lot of people will see, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's a way that they can communicate to people and they know it.
Right. Interesting.
So.
All right. All right. I tend to believe that, yes, that she was some sort of connection to her energy.
Yeah.
I do believe that.
I think they used it a lot to try to promote the film.
Yeah. It might be a little overdone because it seems like it could be a little soundbitey as well, but I do believe that. All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll do a couple more.
Let me tell you something. I have never seen my kitties, Rocky, Dusty, and Binks, so excited about their food until I started feeding them Smalls. This podcast is sponsored by Smalls. And if you are a listener of this show, you know that my kitties cannot live without Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge. And it's delivered right to your door. If you're a cat lady like I am, you don't just love your cats. You love your neighbor cats too, and your friend cats. My across the street neighbor has a cat, Luna, and I'm like, listen, we're giving Luna some Smalls. And now Luna loves Smalls because she just couldn't get enough of it. I gave her a little packet of Smalls. You should have seen this cat just come to life. Since giving my kitties Smalls, they're more talkative. They kind of feel more frisky. They definitely look healthier and shinier. And let me tell you something, the kitty litter is not as smelly as it was, and that's a big deal. Smalls was started back in 2017 by a couple of guys home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they served millions of meals to hundreds of thousands of cats around the world. After making the switch to Smalls, cat owners are seeing some big improvements in their cats. 78% of cat owners reported their cat had shinier and softer fur, and 90% reported overall health improvements. The team at Smalls is so confident your cat will love their product that you can try it risk-free. That means they will refund you if your cat won't eat their food. But trust me, they'll eat your food. And Smalls is so passionate about cats, they are working on opening their own cat cafe. I'll let everyone know once the cafe is open, so if you live in the area, you can check it out. Smalls is the food I give to my cats. So if you want to give it a try, head to smalls.com/KYA and use promo code KYA at checkout for 50% off your first order, plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use my code KYA for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code KYA for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. Hey, Scotty.
Hey, guys.
So who do you got next first?
All right. So next I have Miley Cyrus and Noah Cyrus.
All right. Sisters.
Yes. So I went down a huge rabbit hole on this one.
Did you want to?
Well, there's so many Cyruses. I didn't realize that. At first, I thought there was just Miley Cyrus.
Right.
But then there's like Brandy Cyrus.
Yeah.
There's a couple boy Cyruses.
Yes.
Then there's Noah. Who knew that there was a Noah Cyrus?
Yeah.
So that was this whole rabbit hole that got me distracted. She's a singer too. So that really got me distracted. I'd spent like 20 minutes just looking at the Cyrus family tree. And then Billy Bob's the Duggar guy. Billy Ray and Trish Cyrus.
Okay.
Yeah. Had some kids and some are not. I don't know. A lot going on there. But,
a lot going on.
That's a whole rabbit hole, but not for this show. But the part that I want to talk about is when Miley, so I guess, you know, obviously they go around the world, they rent apartments and places and everything. They have everything. Okay. We already know this. Everything in the world is theirs. Okay. So they were renting this apartment in London, which used to be, I guess, this old bakery.
Mm-hmm.
And Miley, I guess, was freaked out. You know, like so many things were happening while her and almost every family member that went there had an experience.
Yeah.
From Miley to Noah to Trish to, I think, Liam, her old guy, whatever.
Yeah.
All of them had experiences with ghosts in this ghost in the apartment.
Okay.
She's, you know, claims it was terrifying. She was having crazy, scary dreams. And then this is what she says. And one night, my little sister, that would be Noah, it sounds crazy to tell you, but she was standing in the shower and all of a sudden I heard a scream. I run in there and the water had somehow flipped to hot, but it was still. It wasn't like water had just changed. The knob had turned,
but
she hadn't turned it, and it was burning her.
Oh.
She was really red. She also mentioned herself that she saw a little boy sitting on the sink watching her take a shower, so I felt really freaked out. She was listening to KYA at the time. I added that. I was sitting there that the next night, and maybe I'm crazy, but I could have sworn I could see this boy sitting there on the sink kicking his feet again. So,
okay.
And they all tell like a story. Every Cyrus tells a story about something wacky going on in this apartment in London, which used to be an old bakery, mm-hmm. which they converted into apartment. And it used to – there was a mother, a father, and a little boy that did used to live
there. Wow.
Okay. So – and they didn't know that at the time. Yes. Miley claims that she did research,
mm-hmm.
and she figured that out.
Wow.
So – all right. So I know Miley Cyrus is purple.
Why did she say this? Like, what? How did this come out? Do we know? Or she just randomly told the story? Or was it on Jimmy Kimmel again?
No.
Jimmy Kimmel gets all the ghost stories.
This was a story for LUK.
Oh.
Just doing a story for L Magazine.
you just see her roll in and be like, I got a ghost story for you guys.
Right. And that's, and that's what I think of Miley Cyrus. I think of like super duper purple bomb purple.
Yeah.
Right. Everything's purple, 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 and more purple.
Right.
So that lends it to be that she could be open to this stuff. But
yeah.
I don't know. Is it? But then every Cyrus was seeing this.
That sounds like a very normal ghost story. I have to say,
yeah.
You know, and as far as ghost stories go, I would say that's not even, it's a cool ghost story. It's not weird like Keanu's or something.
Right.
Though.
Right.
I would say that's your typical
ghost
story.
This is your typical ghost story where the knob of the shower turns.
Well, kid,
and gets hotter.
Kid ghosts are very mischievous.
Okay.
So if you have a child ghost, they can do stuff like that. Also, ghosts can mess with water, and they will mess with water. I see this all the time. If one of the signs that your house is occupied, they will mess with your plumbing. They will mess with your water. You'll hear pipes, all sorts of weird stuff like that.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, not to be like a total crazy person, but the whole thing with the when they were finding the sounds in the water in the Titan, like when they were looking for the submersible Titan, and they kept hearing, oh, these must be noises like that they're making. And it turns out that wasn't.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't surprise me. Like, water is such an easy conduit for spirit and all sorts of things. Well, anyways, so back to them.
All right. So
Miley's very purple.
Yeah.
Lately, she's had her purple bomb purple moments for sure. Lately, she seems like she's a little more chill, or her purple bombs are more controlled. She seems like she has more awareness about it. She feels like she takes herself out of situations where she's going to purple bomb. And in the past, maybe she'd throw herself into it. Now she doesn't. I think she even says she doesn't. The Miley Cyrus fans, don't come at me, because I think she said something to the effect of that she's not touring as much as she used to, or something for her own mental health, which I'm like, that is so smart. You know, she's not pushing herself all that. She used to be like a lot more purple.
Yeah. And by the way, this story was back in 2013 or 2014.
Yeah. And I'm sure she was going through a lot of stuff then. It can be way easier to notice this stuff too when you're in kind of a lower vibe place in your life, or you're going through something, or you're hectic, or you're stressed. It's just way easy. One, you're purple. Two, there's an active spirit. You're just easy. You are such an easy conduit. Then Trish, her mom, is purple too. And yellow. And then Noah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's.
I got a shade for that.
Yeah. I went. So like I said, I went on a deep dive of these Cyruses. And I looked at Noah's pictures on Instagram.
Right.
I didn't. And I got a little creeped out. I mean, it was a little scary. I was like, what's going on here? And that, I mean, that seems like someone that would definitely see something like that.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
What's going on with her colors?
She's got like a, I'm concerned about you purple.
Okay.
That's her hue.
Yeah. I was like kind of. Like,
I'm concerned about. No. Yeah. I'm not a professional or anything like that. That one seems like, I would say. And I think she is in therapy. And I think she has discussed these things publicly. You know, mental health struggles and things like that. But again, when you are. How do I say this? When you're in a lower vibe place, and having mental health issues does not mean you're low vibe. I just mean when you're kind of in a low spot. And I think we've all can relate to being in a low spot in life so many times. And it's not your fault. Sometimes the rug got pulled out from you, or you're having a mental health crisis, or somebody died, or who knows what is going on. You've been low. When you feel that way, it's a lot easier for other realms to poke at you, both good and bad. This is why it's so important to be aware of our energy. I'm not saying toxic positivity. I'm just be aware of it and always protect yourself. 100% this kid, these people were just really easy for this ghost kid to bother.
What's her, in Noah's, like, purple too, right?
She's super purple. But she's purple and, like, kind of a blue to go.
Okay.
So, but the way that it's mushed up, if this was, like, a private reading,
yeah,
I would say something like, I'm worried about her mental health. Okay. Something like that. And I'd leave it at that.
Right.
Because I'm not a professional. But the way that her colors swirl, I'm like, ooh, are you okay? Like that. Now, I feel like they do take care of her. And I feel like she struggles.
So, just interesting in getting up. So, you see, like, a swirl in the colors?
Sometimes when people have something that, and again,
I never heard.
Not a professional.
Yeah.
But
just from the aura. Just the aura.
Just, this is just aura. Just energy. And if I've had readings with you, this has happened. If you give me somebody who's had mental health crises or struggles or something like that, it's like a blur.
Oh, wow.
It's like, oh. So, I'm like, do they have an undiagnosed something?
And your key to that is you see it swirl.
It just looks like a blur of like color. Blur of color. Very undefined. And
wow.
That's how it looks to me. How it feels is how we all get it. What you just felt. You're like, ugh. Like, but based on your own filters and who you are as a person, like, it's going to feel different to you. Like, if you're a medical health professional and the vibe would be like, let's ask you some questions. You know, like that. Like, kind of more concern or curiosity or something like that. Yours is like, whoa.
I guess my crude way of saying it was like, oh.
Yeah, like, that's another way to think of it. If that's your own filters for dealing with people like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would say, like, these guys bring out the Ouija board on the weekends.
I can totally see them antagonizing, messing with stuff and not respecting boundaries a little bit. The other thing is all these Airbnbs, you guys, like, oh my gosh. I just had a client the other day. She had to rent an Airbnb for an extended amount of time. She was losing it. She's like, I can't handle it. It's like, cause it's not, if it's not your space, it can be really, really weird.
Yeah.
And if you're not, that's why home is so important, or a place that, like, okay, this is mine, or I'm going to sage it, I'm going to solidify it. But sometimes you're just somewhere for a week, you're not going to do all that. But honestly, if you're sensitive to it, do it.
Yeah. And again, here, this seems, like you said, this seems like your typical ghost story with the little boy, and it's hard for me to.
I bet a lot of people have this experience with that kid.
And we've had that too,
where
we had that little boy in Abby's room.
We sure did.
Turned off the lights on me and things like that.
All sorts of weird things.
And we've heard talking in there.
Yeah.
Actually heard just the other night, I thought you and Abby were having a conversation in there.
That was last night. That was freaky.
Yeah, and I walked in and sound asleep. So
that's weird.
Okay, so again, something
I thought the boy left with the furniture.
He did. Yeah, it's been. Much less since we had a bed and he was attached, we think, to the bed.
All right, just real quick, just because we brought
it up.
We
might have told this before,
I have, so I'm going to tell the 10-second version. When we moved in, the house was already staged because it's like the house that people would look at to buy other houses in the neighborhood. And they left, we just bought the house with the furniture in it. And one of the houses was the, quote, boys' room, which was just, nobody had ever lived here before. But it was completely a boys' room. We kept it that way and just let, because we didn't have Abby yet. So many weird things would always happen in there. Bree was 2, said, there's a little boy in there and I play with him. Like, just like, no big deal. We're like, okay, you know, just.
Yeah.
I had a friend sleep over and in the middle of the night, she's like, I saw a little boy in the room. And I didn't tell her anything. And she's like a skeptic herself. She's yellow, purple. She's just like, I saw a boy. And I'm like, okay, yeah. And I told her, she's like, wow, that's freaky. And everybody's was like, seeing the same boy, like blonde hair. I saw him, you heard him. And then the lights would always go off, just weird stuff happening in that room. Then we sold the furniture when we knew we were having Abby, because we couldn't have boy furniture in there. So we're going to get girl furniture, and we sold the furniture. As you were telling the guy who purchased the furniture, because you were helping him disassemble everything, oh yeah, there's a little boy. I don't know why you're telling him this. If we think it's haunted with a little boy, the lights go off while you're disassembling the furniture. Then we didn't see anything for a really long time. And I'm like, oh, it must have gone with the furniture. But then strange things still happen in there. The end.
All right. And I think the people that bought the furniture said a couple of strange things.
Then the people who, because we already told this story on the podcast.
Yeah, we did.
And she heard me she called me. Okay. And she's like, hey, wait a second, because the Wi-Fi doesn't work in that room now ever since the furniture's been in there.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
But it's a great bed.
Sorry.
It's a really great bed.
Cool bed.
Real cool bed. Baseball bat bed. All right.
All right.
We got a quick, let's do a quick ad. But when we come back, we're going to do this place called the Stull Cemetery.
And
freaky.
And somebody went there.
Wasn't me.
Little things I do every day have added up to make such significant and positive change in my life. For example, I meditate just a little bit every day, and over time, it's just changed the way I think and feel, and it's given me such peace. And another place that these small daily actions have been in my hair care routine, and it can be yours too, because a little goes a long way. Whether you're fine, medium, or thick, whey is just your hair type. No matter what your hair needs, volume, shine, hydration. Their shampoos and conditioners are made to give your strands exactly what they need, helping you with multiple hair concerns to get you on your way to good hair days every single day. I use their thick hair shampoo and conditioner. Then I put in their leave-in conditioner, which is also a heat protectant, and I am huge believer in their hair serum. Oh my gosh. And when I have gone on a product binge, meaning just too much stuff, I can feel the buildup. I love their detox shampoo. It gives my strands and scalp that deep cleanse, brings it back to life. It adds strength and softness and shine. It's a combination of clarifying apple cider vinegar and enriching keratin cleanses, and it just cleanses your impurities and that product buildup and hard water deposits. It's just, you come out, you're just like, wow, I'm a new woman. That's what it feels like to me. So get on your way to healthier hair one day at a time with shampoos and conditioners that are just your type. Go to theway, theouai.com, and use code Aura for 15% off your entire purchase. That's theway, theouai.com, code Aura. Hey, Scotty.
Hey, guys.
So our last celebrity is who?
All right. So we have Ariana Grande.
Okay.
All right. So right off the bat on this one, you know, I'm thinking Victorious. Yes. I watch Victorious. I'm a huge fan. I don't know if anyone knows this show.
Sweetie.
I watch it with Abby. I used to watch it with Brie when she was younger. And now I'm watching it again with Abby.
Yes.
And Ariana Grande is one of the main characters. Her name's Kat on the show. And, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I have no idea how she created an empire out of that character.
Every time Victorious is on, I know, because I hear Scott giving the same red rant about how is Ariana Grande famous? That's the rant.
Right. I mean, I can see how a couple other people on the show might have gotten famous, but they didn't. You know, my favorite character, the teacher, Sekowitz or something, and Robbie, whatever. But anyway, all right, fine. So Ariana Grande has this claim about this place. All right, so let's first get into the place, and then okay. We'll go into it. All right. So it happens to be in Kansas. That's my other question. Why is Ariana Grande in Kansas? Because that's where this takes place.
Okay.
All right, so it's the Stoll Cemetery in Kansas. I think it's about 25 miles away from Topeka, Kansas. Something okay. like that. I mean, if that helps anybody. And it's known as the Gateway to Hell.
What?
Yeah. There's gateways in this world to hell. I didn't know about this.
Who labels them?
Just like people, the internet, over time. They pick places. I mean, everything's in quotes, by the way. So Gateway to Hell is in quotes. There's supposedly seven gates of hell, the seven gates of hell.
Air quotes, air quotes.
Air quotes, air quotes.
Is it labeled? Can you still get buried there?
No, I don't think you – I mean, Stoll is just a town.
Oh.
They claim it used to be Skull.
Oh.
And now they changed it to
cheesy
Stoll.
Already, and I
but
don't
there's
even
a cemetery,
know.
And okay. it was like a town of like maybe 20, 30 people in its prime.
Really?
So very small town. Yeah, very tiny town in rural Kansas.
Okay.
Which is actually a perfect place for me to
You're
go.
You're like, hey, wait a second. It's all tying back
yeah,
together.
Yeah, I checked my email during the break and nothing, but there was like a free subscription to something. But all right, other than that, but yeah. So, I mean, it's a very small town. It's
so
still
it's
a very small
gateway
town.
Gateway to hell.
But they've dubbed this place the Gateway
it's
to Hell.
Great for real estate.
And right.
Not really.
And some people are claiming it's one of the seven gates of hell.
Great.
I mean, I looked up Seven Gates of Hell. I'm trying to find all this information. They brought me to a place in like York, Pennsylvania, which is like
what?
The real gate of hell. But apparently, okay, so here's what is going on here. Apparently, the devil himself, Satan, visits the Stoll Cemetery twice a year. Okay? He appears there twice a year.
I have so many questions.
There's so many. And you can ask them. I can answer a lot of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I can answer a lot of these. And
okay.
It's been throughout the years. And like it started like in the 1800s. And there used to be a church on the premises. Mm-hmm. Eventually, it was an abandoned church, and then somehow it got torn down. Nobody knows how it got torn down.
Oh.
But here's the thing with that. Over the years, there was these stories being told that the devil comes twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
Some places will tell you different dates.
Dates?
Well, like some people claim it's on like Easter. Some people say it's on Christmas.
All right.
The ones that seem to be the most in line are Halloween.
Yeah.
So the devil comes on Halloween. Right. And people believe on the spring equinox.
Okay.
Some people say it's the fall equinox.
Okay.
Some people say it's the spring equinox.
All right.
Anyway, on March 20th, 1978, on the spring equinox,
yes.
100 people came.
Oh.
Yeah, and nothing. Nothing happened. They had a big party, but nothing happened.
Is he signing autographs? Like, what's happening?
Yeah, nothing happened. then one year on Halloween, 500 people appeared waiting for the devil to come, drinking beer.
It's like that scene from Little Nicky.
Yeah.
The final scene from Little Nicky.
Yeah.
I'm just remembering that scene.
So then there's this church, and then behind the church, there's this staircase. Okay.
It's a well or a staircase?
It's a hole in the ground.
Uh-huh.
I think with a cover. You open the cover, and then there's a stairwell.
Ooh.
And you go down that stairwell.
Uh-huh.
And it'll take you 2 weeks to get back.
What?
Yeah, that's the claim. But it'll feel like it's just the next second to you.
But it's 2 weeks.
It's 2 weeks precisely. 2 weeks.
I think it's a small town. They're bored.
Yeah. So there's so many stories.
Right.
You go down this town. You go in. And that's going to hell. I don't know.
Okay.
And then you come back up.
Okay.
Now, the reason why they believe the devil or Satan, is that the same thing? Devil and Satan, same thing, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Why he's there is because his child apparently is buried in the cemetery.
It's like Little Nicky.
The child of Satan and a witch that used to live in town.
Okay.
Of Skull when it was like a Skull.
I'm always blaming it on a woman.
Yeah.
So they
had a child. Some claim it had some werewolf chemistry going on there too.
What's happening?
But he goes there to visit his dead
What's happening
child.
Here? Where did this episode take a turn?
Yeah. When we presented this one, I thought, this would be really cool. That's really cool. Yeah,
right.
That's a really cool one. But it seems like a lot of folklore and tales.
Sure.
And it's like you said, it's a very small town,
small town.
Middle of Kansas.
It's like you're 13 and your friends are like, go down the well, I dare you.
Right.
And then you go down and they're like, it's been 2 weeks, man.
Yeah. And then they claim the church, even though it had no roof, it never got wet. All these weird claims.
Okay.
And then it disappeared in early 2000s, but apparently, I know it's some people at the middle of the night just took it down, obviously,
of course.
And just not admitting it. And they were just so probably sick of people showing up there every Halloween.
Right.
It was a small town of 20 people at one time, and I got 500 jerks, drinking
there's
beers.
Not enough bathrooms for all these people, so you know what's happening.
Yeah. So.
It's terrible. No, really.
Yeah,
that's what I would think of.
Right. And then there's this false claim that the Pope would not fly over it when he was when is the Pope, first of all, flying over Kansas? But according to legend, the Pope told his pilot to avert that area of Kansas because it's one of the gates of hell.
Okay.
And then in comes little Ariana Grande.
Hi, I'm Kat.
And this is my first question. Why is Ariana Grande in the middle of nowhere, Kansas?
I think she likes paranormal stuff.
Okay. Maybe she does.
Maybe she was going through for a concert. I don't know.
Sure.
I just made
she
that
does.
Up. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah. Give her the benefit of the doubt. All right. So basically, she goes. She visits the cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
She says as soon as she gets there, she feels this very sick, overwhelming feeling of negativity.
Yeah.
And she starts to smell sulfur, which she knows is the sign of demons.
Right.
And she takes pictures. She takes, I think, a few pictures, and she claims that there you could see the faces of demons in these pictures.
Yeah.
She then sends it to her manager at the time, who is Scooter Braun.
Oh.
I think he's got a lot of issues with artists, doesn't he?
With Taylor Swift,
sure,
yeah. He's like a bad word.
Yeah, maybe
he's
bad.
Yeah.
Maybe she sent it to a demon.
I don't know. Well, that's weird.
Oh,
yeah.
That's real weird.
Yeah. Well, I don't know anything.
Okay.
I didn't research that enough. I just know that that is not
Okay.
A great name.
People
be like, ew.
You associate that name with Satan. Some people.
People fire. Yeah, that's interesting.
Okay.
Because anyway. People get real fired up about him. And I forget why, but I think he did not so nice things to people.
All right.
So I'm bad at
basically,
that.
And then she got back.
I mean, his name's Scooter. I mean, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah. My name is Scooter Braun.
Come on. Red flag.
That's a red flag. Yeah, if you need me to manage you, come to me instead. My name's much better. So,
you're like, I manage Ariana Grande, and here's Mystic Michaela too.
Yeah. Do you want me to manage you?
Put it out there.
All right. So then she tries to send it to Scooter Braun.
Okay.
Is that, that can't be his real name. All right. And the file comes back. This file can't be sent. It's 666. Megabytes. 666 megabytes. That's the story that she tells.
Right.
Is it true? Is there anything to this?
I mean, listen, I'm not, I can't call people out and out liar,
Right.
What do I know? I'm just looking at colors. If you know, I'm the lady that sees colors around people. You call me a liar. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But I think that's all is BS to me.
Okay.
Ariana Grande to me seems like a very nice girl. And I feel like, I think she's very sweet. She looks sweet to me.
Yeah.
And she feels really nice. She's purple blue. I think she's a nice person. You know how you say, you don't think people act? You know,
Yeah.
So she might be a lot like Kat in a lot of ways.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you
haven't seen the show Victorious, you have no idea what we're talking about. But it's the Dodo.
Yeah,
she plays
like
the Dodo.
I think she's just a really nice person. I feel like she believes herself. I can see her being one of those people going into one of these scary situations, oh yes, oh my god, me too, oh look, do you see the face, zooming in, being like, there's a face, that.
Yeah,
which we all do it,
right?
And it's fun,
right?
Only because she's such a big star, this probably innocuous little story she told blew up or whatever into a story people know about. Because I think if you went on, if you go on any little haunted tour, you're going to have the same little, oh my God, and then I smelled this and then I felt scared and da 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 da. But if you're a huge star like Ariana Grande, it's she's an idiot who's trying to deceive us all,
Yeah.
And I don't think she's trying to deceive us all.
So she believes it, maybe.
I think she believes
her. She believes it.
She just has fun doing, you said, going in, getting a rush, having a good time. I think she likes it. It's distracting for her. It's fun. And I kind of feel bad for people that just can't talk. She just can't talk. If she talks, everyone's going to latch on to it and be like, you're a liar. You know what I mean? Like that. When I think she was just having fun with it, and she probably just told the story, and then this happened, and this happened, and this happened. And maybe she, so I think it's more like that with a huge amount of attention attached to it.
Okay. And maybe she did. I could even buy that she picked up overwhelming feelings of negativity.
Yeah, we've been in places.
And maybe she did
that.
Smell the sulfur or whatever.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stories of that. There's tons of stories about this place that people are telling, so maybe it's just a tale. But it truly does. Even the people, the ghost hunters that go there, they also seem to say, yeah, maybe there's some haunting here.
Like a lot of hype.
But it's a little more hyped up than it is. I actually was, a little disappointed because going into this, I thought I was going to be onto a good one.
You're cool.
This is a cool one. But here's the weird thing. I want to go to this one.
Of course you do.
Yeah. I want to be my free trip.
Would you go down to the well?
Well, here's the thing. They blocked it off.
Really?
The cemetery is locked.
Oh.
They don't want any film crews going in there.
Really?
They don't allow film crews to go in there. Anything like that. So it's really kind of blocked off now.
Is it private property or something?
I think
it is a cemetery. It's kind of disrespectful.
Yeah, it's a cemetery.
So I get that.
So you can't, that's why I don't think we've ever seen a special on it or anything like that. It could be because of that. And the church is gone. So that would have been the place that everyone would have kind of wanted to go inside of that little church. And then to see kind of vibe.
Listen, if I lived in that town, I wouldn't want everybody saying it was a gate to hell either.
Right. That's the other
how
thing.
You sell
I don't,
your,
yeah,
how
I think they
house.
Don't want, it, I mean, you. This is in the middle of nowhere. This is the tiniest of tiny towns. They don't want all this traffic going through.
Yeah.
They don't want all that. So.
So anyways, I think with her versus Miley's story or whatever, I feel like Ariana's just, she gets caught up in it.
Yeah.
That's what I think. Okay.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, where are we at with this? So,
yeah.
We're kind of, you know.
I don't know.
It's weird because, like, every one of them I've had, you've definitely had, and I've had the same experience at some, some point.
Yeah.
So it's hard to
I believe paranormal stories. I do.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they're not what they think. The only thing, they're something. And I think we've said this before. Like, there is something. There's something else. There's something. I feel like when we have these experiences, it's something. Maybe we're not calling it the right thing, but it's definitely something. So I believe this stuff.
All right. What about Bigfoot? Do you believe in Bigfoot?
You know.
Overtime. Do you believe in Bigfoot?
Yeah. Oh, is this overtime?
Yeah, it was just goof around. Do you believe in Bigfoot?
Do I believe in Bigfoot? You know, they said like that giant squid didn't exist. Like it was a complete fabrication and people were like, no. And then they found like two or something. So what I think Bigfoot's an interdimensional creature.
Oh my gosh.
Feel free
to leave people at this overtime.
No, I've thought about this. I feel like Bigfoot is just like the Skinwalker Ranch.
Yeah.
When people were seeing, we did an episode on the Skinwalker Ranch, and people were seeing like that
the face
with the red eyes or the big cat paws, and they were seeing things, and people swore they saw things. I think Bigfoot's like that. It's an interdimensional creature. It can pop in and out of dimensions. Like and I think Mothman's like that too. Like some sort of creature that can pop in and out of dimensions.
Okay. Now, we were just up in Helen, Georgia, one of our favorite places to go.
Yes.
And we rent a cabin, you know, a house in the middle of the woods. Mm-hmm. Nothing's around. You can't hear anything. And for some reason, there's like Bigfoot on everything up there. They love Bigfoot. Apparently, there's been some sightings.
It's a big Bigfoot community.
This is Georgia, North Georgia woods.
Yes.
Like, you know, there's the Bigfoot conference center. There's a Bigfoot hotel.
No, but they're serious about
it. They're serious,
It's not a joke. Like, there are people who are dedicated to the research.
Yeah. And again, you know, anyone want to email me, you know, come explore Bigfoot, free trip. Okay. So, but anyway.
Okay. Well, you know, I'll tell a little story about you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right now?
Well, because we were out there.
Oh, yeah. With the bear one?
Well, we're out there.
Oh, yeah.
And you're putting together, like, the campfire. It gets dark. And here's the thing, like.
It is dark.
We live in the suburbs, so we're not used to being alone outside. But, you know, when you go out there, you're alone outside.
Yeah.
But we're alone outside. It's only maybe 9:30.
And it's getting pitch black.
And it's pitch black. You can't see in front of you.
Right.
And we hear rustling. All we've seen the whole time were deer.
Right.
But you're like, it's a bear. It's a bear. Or it's Bigfoot. But you believed it.
Right. That's true.
And that's
it sounded huge.
It did sound big.
I thought it was Bigfoot.
And then you got, I don't know, you became Bigfoot expedition hunter. You found the huge flashlight. You're shining it in the woods.
Yeah.
It was a deer.
It was a baby deer, too.
Yeah.
It was a baby deer.
And we're like, it's Bigfoot, Megan.
Or
a bear. Get in the house.
Well, that's the thing. Okay, so we were there for like a week. A little less than a week, you know. And it's pitch black. We're in the middle of nowhere. And you hear, like, noises and everything. And, you know, I have this huge flashlight, like this. And I'm shining it. And usually it's a deer.
It's like a floodlight.
Yeah, it's like a floodlight. you can see, like, 7 miles away.
You catch this deer's face. It's like, ah.
Yeah, it's like, oh. You know, I caught a couple fox out there.
Yeah.
You know, it can be lonely, too. You know, I mean, you're just surrounded by woods. You're gonna see Bigfoot. You're gonna see something.
You said that. You said it was time to go. When we were packing up, you're like, no, we gotta go. But another week out here, we're gonna think we're seeing Bigfoot.
Yeah. I mean.
And it's true. And that's probably, so you're saying that that's just what happens when you live in the woods.
Yeah. I'm saying if we stay there 2 more weeks, we see Bigfoot. We stay there 4 more weeks, we get abducted by aliens. You know, 6 weeks, I don't, Keanu Reeves stops over. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're out there. You're alone. It's pitch black.
Right.
There's noises everywhere.
Right.
You know, maybe you also have a drink or two. You're going to hear things. You're going to see things.
Yeah.
You're going to see a jacket fly by. I don't know. So to me.
You're saying people's brains are influenced by these
could
things.
Could be. Yeah. And that's why, in these, the North Georgia woods, they might have a lot of Bigfoot sightings. I'm not saying he doesn't exist. And I'm not saying he's not an interdimensional.
I think he's an interdimensional creature.
But you know what? I still like to explore it, though.
Yeah. Oh, I want to go Bigfoot hunting really bad.
That's the
number one thing I want to do.
I have a couple questions about
that.
One, have they ever found, Bigfoot's got to go to the bathroom sometimes.
Yeah.
Have they ever found Bigfoot remains?
Well, I think he does that in the other dimensions.
Okay. So basically, all these people living out in North Georgia, they get all their equipment ready to go out there. They see Bigfoot. And then he runs away because he has to go to the bathroom, so he hops into the other dimension.
I tell you what happened to me a month ago.
Okay.
I don't know why, but I'm sure some people listening could relate. I just put on, the Discovery Channel or something, and they were having a Bigfoot search marathon. I couldn't stop watching it. And this is what I've discovered.
Okay.
A lot of people have seen Bigfoot. Fine. You don't want to believe them. That's fine.
Fine.
They did find hair. Okay. Not belonging, they took it to credible places to research it and stuff. It wasn't human. It wasn't animal. It was an unknown thing.
Okay,
that's the most they've kind of.
So they found hair. They haven't
apart
found...
from footsteps, but you could always think that they've been
right.
Fiddled
they
with
claim
or something.
They claim feet, whatever,
footprints.
Footprints, yeah.
Yeah.
Footprints, yeah.
I mean, I guess you could say those are made up or whatever, but they found hair and it wasn't of human origin or animal origin or anything.
Right. But they've never found, after he's eaten a meal, or maybe he doesn't eat on this plane.
Well, as I said,
he goes back, hits his interdimensional diner, and then he comes back. That's why no one ever sees him.
I don't know why he's popping in and out.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little odd. All right. The only thing with all those shows is they always hear noises in the woods. Why is it always Bigfoot? Can it be that deer like I saw?
Well, you always think, that's the big skeptic thing about Bigfoot, that it's just the bear. Bears can walk on their hind legs.
Yeah, it can be a bear.
Bears are very agile. Bears walk on people's property. You know, people might be seeing bears, they're saying.
All right. Well, I would like to check it out. Maybe one year a Halloween special. Bigfoot. That'd be fun, yeah.
You would be so scared.
I'd be freaked out.
They do the Bigfoot calls in the woods.
I know.
They're is this a special call? I saw the whole thing.
Well, I don't shave sometimes. What if they think I'm Bigfoot?
Bigfoot throws things at people.
He throws. What does he throw?
That's
at
a
them?
Big Bigfoot tell. I know Bigfoot behavior because I watched that.
Okay, so you're out there. You're in the North Georgia woods.
When you get too close, he throws things at you.
And
bears don't do that.
Okay, so what you're telling me, you're out there in the
He'll
North Georgia woods.
He'll throw logs at you if you get too close.
Okay, and then all of a sudden, something's thrown at your head.
Yeah, then you know Bigfoot's near.
How do you know that's not your friend playing a prank on you?
I don't know. Bigfoot.
So Bigfoot throws things at you.
They try to do mating calls to Bigfoot out there.
Okay.
And they have big...
Well, they better hope he doesn't answer that. I mean...
They have audios. They think it's Bigfoot, stuff like that.
Okay. It sounds like guys with fetishes are out there. The feet thing, the big hairy beast
mating
thing
calls.
That throws things at you.
Mating calls.
Mating calls. I don't know if I want to go on this expedition.
It's the only thing that makes sense if he's interdimensional, because otherwise they'd find its habitat.
Right, right. Eventually they would have caught him.
You couldn't, or people think it's just hairy men that live in the woods. Well, that's the other thing.
That's what I would think it was.
Yeah, just maybe people that live in the woods.
Yeah, yeah. If I was out there,
men.
If we stayed in Helen another week, people would have probably thought
it was you.
I was Bigfoot. They'd see me come out all hairy, and there's Bigfoot.
All right. Hey, Mystic Michaela, spiritual family, let us know if you believe in Bigfoot. Thank you so much for spending some time with us today. You know, this podcast is for you and about you.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.